Israeli bulldozers have begun with the infrastructure work to expand another illegal settlement in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The bulldozing of Palestinian land is a step forward in the process to add 620 more units in the Israeli settlement of Pisgat Ze'ev, located in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
Continue building settlements in Pisgat Ze'ev, in Jabal al-Mukabbir, in Al-Isawiyah. All the building that's going on and the expansion in Gilo, this is on the expense of the Palestinian life and the Palestinian existence. Every single unit that built in Jerusalem, it's on expense of the Palestinian family in Jerusalem.
Israel has announced the approval of over 3,000 settlement units in Jerusalem al-Quds as well as other areas of the West Bank since the resumption of negotiations in July of this year. Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat met with his Israeli counterpart Tzipi Livni for the fifth round of so-called peace talks on Tuesday.
Building the settlements and the colonization project, and particularly in Jerusalem, it never stopped and even intensified since the latest when they started the negotiations back with the Palestinians. And this was a clear message to the Palestinians that the settlements is going on, it's not going to be stopped or freezed, as well as the Jerusalem is not going to be on the agenda of the negotiations with all other issues that Palestinians were usually like insisted should be like as a priority on the principles of for any negotiations or any solutions in the future.
The Israeli policy of illegal settlement expansion in Jerusalem al-Quds, as well as other Israeli atrocities against Palestinian inhabitants and holy places, such as the most recent settler attacks on Al-Aqsa Mosque, have almost been completely ignored by the world's mainstream media.
Jerusalem, East Jerusalem especially, is an occupied city, and Israel is breaking the international law on this level, and there should be from the Islamic and from the international community a real step to stop Israeli policy in our Jerusalem.
According to the Palestinian Minister of Foreign Affairs, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will be meeting with Acting PA Chief Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Europe next week. Many Palestinians have voiced their anger at the Palestinian Authority for continuing negotiations with Israel in light of the latest settlement expansion and other Israeli attacks on Jerusalem al-Quds and its Palestinian population. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, occupied Ramallah.